We begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Shluchim Mishutav, the laws of agents and the partners in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions, which we, in these next two parakim, we go to an element of Shutav and of partners, which is the obligation of swearing to your partner regarding some of the monetary elements, which in this Perek we discuss specifically regarding an oath regarding a doubtful claim. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding this idea of an oath and who swears and when. So HaShutav and Kulam, all the partners, Varisin, the sharecroppers, Vapatrapin, and the caretakers, Shemino Oisim Bezn Al Yisayimim, which the courts had appointed over the orphans, or Veisha, Shehinoisis, when they send the Patechabais, or a woman if she does business dealings in the house, Oisha Shiva Bala, Chenvanis, or her husband appointed her to be the storekeeper, Uven Abais, and family members, Kol Echad Me'elu, all these individuals that we just mentioned, Nishba Medivreim, they have to rabbinically take an oath, Betaina Safik, even with a doubtful claim. Maybe he or she stole from his friend, husband, father, whatever it is, b'masamat in their business dealings. Maybe they weren't so careful about a calculation between them. Now, why did the sage institute this oath? Because these individuals, they rule for themselves. Oh, whatever they took from the estate of the investor, oh, it was coming to them, it's appropriate for them, it's called Meir Heter, because oh, they're busy with this, and they're invested with this, and they do hard work, so if I'm allowed to take a pen over here, I'm allowed to take a paper clip over here, and this and that. Therefore, the Sage Institute, that they're obligated an oath regarding a doubtful claim, so that they make sure that all their actions are done with justice and with faithfulness. Halacha Beis continues regarding how much does the claim have to be to acquire an oath. However, none of these individuals swear with a doubtful claim until the one who's suspecting them is making them take an oath regarding two silver coins. Those are two ma is a type of coin of silver, like we explained in Perek Gimel of Mechas Toys Benit and Halacha Aleph. But if they're suspecting them regarding something less than that, then in Mishbon they would not have to make an oath for that amount of money. Now, Halacha Gimel. It says the Rambam, from here my teachers ruled that if one of the partners passed away, so the inheritor cannot make the partner of his father take an oath with a doubtful claim. Because he doesn't know definitively regarding the thing that his father would suspect him, so that this inheritor could suspect him regarding an amount of two silver coins. You don't even know to even know two silver coins to suspect to make a claim, to make them take an oath. But v'yeshmishar, there are those who rule, know that the inheritor could, with a doubtful claim, make that partner take an oath. For kizeh ro'olot, and says Ram, that's how it's appropriate to adjudicate such a case. Shereh ha'yoshin mash b'inasi'isha, because the inheritors can make a woman, the woman, the mother, take an oath, shenasa b'trapa, that she became the caretaker b'chaya balu in her husband's lifetime. So you see, even though they don't know, they could make the caretaker, whoever it is, take an oath with a tiny neshama. Halacha Dalet continues regarding an oath when there are no witnesses that he was even a partner. Even if there's no witnesses, that this was a sharecropper, that he was a partner. It's just that he admits on his own. He says, yeah, I was a partner, I was a sharecropper, I was a family member. But he says, I didn't steal anything. Now, that's what's called a migud. I could have claimed and said, I wasn't a partner. You would never have known that. Still, Harizan Nishba, when the kid is chavis, you have to swear now that we know that you are, we're holding a holy object. She'in oimne migoy, we don't say what's called since, which is a claim that, oh, since I didn't have to say, I believe you that I am saying what I'm saying is true, that we don't say that lefatra shvur, to exempt one from oath, and lefatra mamon, it's just to exempt you from monetary liability. But regarding an oath, that wouldn't, and therefore you have to take the oath. Now that Ram qualifies the individuals that we mentioned, who has to take an oath? So Ezehu ben Abayis, so who's considered a family member, which we had mentioned previously, that he has to take an oath with a doubtful claim. So it's not any family member. It's Zeh Shemachnas Poilim and Moitzi Poilim. It's someone that brings in the workers, takes out the workers, Machnas Lepedis and Moitzi Lepedis, brings in the produce, takes out the produce. That's someone who, busy with the work, can say, well, I deserve it, I earned it, and I'm allowed to take this, I'm allowed to take that. Aber ben Abayis, she'in the Noisim Noisim, but regarding a family member that doesn't do the business dealings, El Nichnas Baragli Yitzel Abad, just comes in and out with his feet, in Yochalash be himself, you cannot make him take an oath out of doubt. So to a caretaker, Shemino Avi Yisayim, not the courts, but rather the father of the orphans had appointed this caretaker, in a Yisayim Mashbi Yisayim Mashbi Yisayim. The orphans cannot make him take an oath with a doubtful claim. And v'chene isha, so to a woman, shalinasa apotropa b'chei b'alev, she was not, did not become a caretaker in her husband's lifetime. We only said you can make her swear if she became a caretaker in her husband's lifetime. She did not. And v'leinasa v'leinasa l'achik v'rizbal, and neither did she do any business dealings after her husband was buried. So then, emesh b'yinas himself, you can't just make a woman, the wife, take an oath out of doubt. And v'chene nasa b'nasa b'yin misa k'vur, and even if she did business dealings between the death and the burial, we don't make her take an oath regarding this, that she was busy with the estate between the death and the burial. Because we can make her take an oath regarding that time period. Like Tim Kalikur, she's not going to sell anything for the burial. Because, oh, you can make me take an oath, you don't trust me. And Benimtsa Mismasnava is going to come out that the dead person is going to become disgraced and decomposed when you're waiting because no one's doing anything. And therefore, for that time period, we don't make her take an oath. Someone sends in his friend's hand an object to sell. Or he sends him money. You're going over there, buy for me produce or merchandise. So even though you didn't give him wages for this, and that guy's not getting any portion or any benefit for this agency that the guy's asking him to do. But since ultimately he's doing business with his friend's money, how does he come and buy? So he's like a family member. Where he's like, okay, I'm doing this, I could take this, I could take that liberty. So you can make him take an oath out of doubt, that he didn't steal anything, when he brought them the merchandise that he bought, or part of it, or from the monies that he sold for him from them. Regarding partners, that they both do the business dealings. Or if one of them was doing the business dealings, and now that one deposits the merchandise or some of the merchandise or the monies with the second person. Without weighing it, without measuring, without counting it. Now both of them are in the situation of doubt. Him for doing the work and him for like holding on to it. Or if both of them are doing the work together. So each one of the partners can make the other one take his oath of the partners. But let's say one of them is the only one that does the business dealings. The second one was not involved in the monies at all. So only the one that does the business dealings can be the one to be taken the oath. You can't make the other partner who had nothing to do with it take an oath. Halacha Zayin continues regarding when is it not able to make the person take an oath? So if the partners or the sharecroppers divided, already separated, this dissolved already this partnership. Or when the scarce isha, the woman's already divorced. And manifrim all the benabais, or if the family members had already been separated from the family. Or the agent already brought the merchandise that he bought from him. Or the monies where he sold from him for them. Veshasak, and the owner of the money was quiet. And now this person did the work, left. And he didn't claim from them any claim immediately. And he cannot subsequently go ahead and make him take an oath for this doubtful claim. But mostly Tanz Vadiv, he had a definite claim. Mashbiyaleh, he can make him take the oath, even though it's not right away. Umagalgalbo Kamashirtz, and he can do what's called Gilgal Shvu. He can even make him now devolve upon him any other oaths that he wants, or even the doubtful claims of partnership. And Machet, so too, in this Chaybel Shvu Achazman. If he subsequently becomes liable to him for an oath at a later point in time, Benchel Tere, Benchel Lebrim, whether for a biblical oath or a rabbinic oath, could go in. For example, when would that be? Shanasli Shutav. Oy ben bayis pamaches. Where if he becomes a partner or a family member at a later point in time, he's yochel gagalav. Now that he's liable for the oath for then, he could devolve upon them to say, look, shaligizal tani b'shutov zushu b'dein. First of all, I want you to swear that you didn't steal from me in this partnership that we had now, and v'leikisha yisu shutovi arisa ben beisi or betrapi, that you didn't neither steal when you were a partner or a sharecropper or a family member or a caretaker b'rishayin the first time around. Anything like that, it's called Gilgal Shvu. Once you can make him take an oath, you can make him swear even things that you have no more rights anymore to make him swear on, or even initially. Halachas. Hashutof and Shechalku, regarding partners that already separated, they already divided. But Venishlam Chavis Eitzalchem, but there's still debts owed to them from other people. Still, once the partnership has already been dissolved, even though they're still like sheared in the sense of that there's still debts that are owed to them, they cannot make each other swear for doubtful claims, because they're already divided already, like we said in the previous halacha. They're not totally disconnected yet because there's still debts that are owed to them. That's a known amount. So whatever's going to be paid back, he's going to take his portion from the debt, he's going to take his portion from the debt, but we're not considered partners anymore. So let's say there's money remaining in one of the purses, in a lockbox. They know about that money. But each one didn't take his portion yet. Now at this point, you can't make each other take these doubtful oaths anymore. Because monies are like divided. They're all the same. So we know how much and whatever it is going to be equally divided. So let's say all the partners already made a calculation. But there remains for one of the partners what he has by one of the other partners. Double cuts we do a set and known amount. Even though he didn't take it yet, it's already considered divided. But let's say there still remains by the partnership even a minute amount of produce. They didn't divide it yet. And they don't know its weight. So you can't consider it as divided yet. Or there still remains to them some element of the partnership that they didn't make a calculation yet. And every one of them doesn't know the portion that's coming to him. So that means to say the partnership is still extend. And if they could each make the other one make a doubtful an oath for a doubtful claim. If someone claims his friend after they already had divided the partnership, said you cannot make him take an oath, gilgul, only by devolving it upon him, like we already explained this in Halacha Zayin, which, therefore, you don't really have the ability anymore. Avol, but what Ram is mentioning is yesh lel hachrim stam. But what he could do is he could make an unspecific chayrim ban, a misha gezali klum, for whoever stole from him anything, when he was a partner, or a yadis, or a shirkar, or a bemes, or a family member, but lo yodim b'mashagos, and he's not admitting what he stole, so though you cannot make him take an oath, but there's still something lower than that, which is still significant, which is a chayrim ban, he could make such a thing to try to force that person who he thinks did steal from him to admit and not go through and violate this chayr.